history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Hello. Right. Oh, big stretch.
Yeah, this
really
is
limbering
it's
up.
It's going to be a big segment.
This is a real thing. I don't suffer from it, but most of the rest of the world do. It's called hanger.
Oh, yeah.
Or being hangry.
Definitely suffer from this one sometimes.
It's actually added to the Oxford English Dictionary in 2018.
Was it actually?
Yes.
That seems pretty recent.
Yes. And it is, if you don't know what it is, it's a term for getting a bit irritable, maybe a little bit snappy when you're hungry.
Yeah.
I know it well.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, a new study has come out after Professor Viren Swamy, who's a social psychologist, was told on more than one occasion that he was hangry and he should do something about it.
Chocolate bar.
So he thought, you know what, is this a real phenomenon? I always want to go da 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 after I say phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
Anyway, working with researchers in Austria and Malaysia, they recruited 64 adults aged between 18 and 60 to record their emotions and feelings of hunger 5 times a day for 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And while the relationship between hunger and emotions has been studied in labs, this sort of study has never been tried before. So it's quite good. In his findings, Viren described how hunger was associated with stronger feelings of anger and irritability and lower levels of pleasure.
I mean, it's one of those things where I'm glad someone studied it so that you can quantifiably be like, it's a real thing.
It's a real thing. It's a real thing.
In my family, we always have, like, you have to have, like, a muesli bar or a chocolate bar or just a little snack because if you're going around, especially at Christmas time, if you have to do the Christmas shopping and like, the middle of the day, you just suddenly start to have fights with each other, you've got to whip out the little muesli bar.
Christmas is cancelled.
Christmas is over.
Without the muesli bar.
Yeah, the music bar is literally saving Christmas.
So, researchers have a number of hypotheses. That's posh for idea. I thought I'd just put that in there. That aim to explain why hunger can take over our emotions. The main one being low blood sugar increases impulsivity, anger, and aggression.
Ooh la la.
Now, I don't suffer from this.
No, you're just mellow all the time.
Yeah. So. Oh, thanks. No, I'm not, am I? I don't know. Neuroscientist...
You're extremely zen, Rob.
I know. It's good, isn't it? Neuroscientist Dr. Dean Burnett told me that the brain is a biological organ which needs nutrients to work properly.
Little muesli bars, yes.
And some people find it tricky to focus on anything other than food.
Yeah, that scans.
So, I'd actually be interested because there's not many people that are like me that don't get that. I'd be quite interested to see how many other people don't.
Anyone else doesn't get hangry, text in on 53955. For folks that do get hangry, what's your little save you from the depths of hangry snack? What do you go for? Or are you one of those people that's like, well, I just have to eat a full meal now or it's all over?
Well, it can also diminish your decision and decision-making abilities as well.
We don't want
so that is why it's so important for kids, because I know a lot of younger people listen to me. So listen to me now, eat before you go to school, because you ain't going to be able to learn nothing.
Exactly. Good advice.
Or anything, really.
From Uncle Rob.
It's quite simple, really. If you get hangry, think, when did I last eat and eat something? Instead of being hangry, get fuppy, which is full and happy. And also, when I was checking this out, there's also another one, Hungrover.
Hungrover?
Which is hungry after a night of drinking.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was something to do with a Muppets or Sesame
Hungrover
Street.
Hungrover does sound like a Muppet, eh? Oh, this is Hungrover.
Yeah. So, there you go. Just, it's pretty simple, really. If you start feeling a little bit iffy, have something to eat.
Have a little snack, a little treat.
So, there you go.
Someone says, try bringing up a very fussy three-year-old with attitude. That's if you want to experience hanger. So there you go. Kia kaha to you. That sounds like a mish. If you have hanger cures, text them.
Well, it's food, isn't it? It's pretty simple.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? If there's a specific food, you go
anything.
For it. Like,
we're engaging the listeners.
Oh, well. Sorry. Oh, we don't do that on Saturdays. That's why we never get anybody to talk to
us. Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig?
Right, this is a very, very short poem. Ding dong, gravy dribbling balloon head Boris is sort of gone. I've got to stop it there because it gets really sweary after that.
Hey, clicks for that one. When you said to me this morning, I've got a very short poem. It's about Boris Johnson. I was like, can you read it out?
No, I can't. In actual fact, I didn't even write it. I got it on another piece of paper because I might have just thought, you know what, I've enjoyed my time at B, but I'm going to do this.
Go out with a bang.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Butterbollocks. You've picked us Lord Echo this morning, but a street knowledge.
Because we all need a bit of that. And eat.
Bananas, nuts, muesli bars, chocolate.
Oh, is this an insult? So I thought he was insulting me.
This is the shopping list. Yeah.
So, wow, I'm not coming up here again.
Bananas, nuts, muesli bars, dates, chocolate. That's what we're getting a lot of on the text machine here. I'm glad to see the muesli bar is a strong choice.
It's
out
a staple.
There.
Snack staple.
Someone says marmalade sandwich in the handbag, bit of Paddington Bear times.
I like that. I'm a marmalade fan.
Same here.
Yeah.
Chunky's got to be chunky.
Lime.
Got to be chunky. Lime only.
Oh.
Yeah, only lime.
Well, no, hang on. That's not marmalade, is it? Marmalade's got to be oranges, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, of course it has.
No, it can be anything.
Whoa, right, off air. Off air with this. Well, maybe I'm getting hangry and I didn't even know it.
Thank you, Rob.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
We've got Don McGlash.